Since I'm going to preach two sermons, I got some bread here. Half a loaf of bread. It's not going to be involved in this sermon, but in the second sermon. So some of you get, if I talk too long, get hungry, but we might be able to help you. I asked Don what he wanted me to preach about. Well, he said, we'd like to hear your testimony. Well, I can tell you this, that the whole tribe of us Weldons, 12 of us, have prepared a biography. This includes four patriarchs. My oldest son is now a patriarch. My brother Walter is a patriarch. Roy Cheville is a patriarch. He's in the family, married my oldest sister. Now, there's four or five of those back there you can get. And there's a couple more, a few of them, not many, that are dealing with where we are now, what we can expect as we move on into the future. I think this is a very high priority. Now, I get so many phone calls, letters, Sao Paulo, Brazil, or Australia, or being a Book of Mormon promoter for all these years. If you're a rock-solid promoter of the Book of Mormon, you're right on the Rock of Gibraltar fundamental. So people want to know. So I, quite a long while ago, I determined I can't take care of all of these that are coming on me. So I prepared what I call Concerning Our Whereabouts, a scriptural appraisal, and it is based upon the two verses I just read to you. Now, I'm going to cover a little bit of that, just some comments, but hopefully these will give you all the scriptures dealing with what's going on in the church today, and all that we can expect as we move step by step into the future, to Zion, to the temple, to Christ in our midst, the divine endowment, and the grand finale of the ages, that for which the holy men of old have sought for, yearned for, and prayed for. Now, I'm leaving a copy of this with Don. And there's about, what, five pages? And he can get some Xerox copies if any of you wish them. So much for that. I'll put this down here. Now I want to touch on a little bit on where we are right now. I know we're intensely interested. I am, and you are, no doubt, on what's going on in New York. New York head of police put out quite a few policemen on the Boston, that's what they call that bridge. Anyway, it's a big bridge across there, Brooklyn Bridge, to keep people from jumping overboard. So this is something that evidently is going caused a great deal. And I think that this happening, that has happened in the last week. Now, some a little bit of testimony. About a month ago, my wife woke up on a Thursday morning, and she said to me, we need to commence to get in a plentiful supply. She woke up and the Spirit spoke to her that she and I ought to get in the medical supplies. She's been now, as of January, she'll be in bed 4 years. She can't walk. I'm taking care of her. And so, we are now proceeding to do that. And she asked, for how long? For a period of time. So there's no whatever dire conditions. And you know well enough back in the 50s that the Lord through Israel A. Smith said, "It is yet day when all can serve. The night will come when for many of my people the opportunity to serve will have passed." Now, I don't profess to know what all that's going to involve. Why that some of us will not be able, maybe the secret's in this being plucked out and cut off because there's not enough oil in our lamps. And so, a family moved in next to us. They're moving into Central Missouri State. A lot of people are warned. They're moving in. One man, an elder, came into Independence, and he heard my wife's story, and he visited with a man and his wife. And as soon as he told about my wife's experience, she just rose right up. She said, "On that same Wednesday night, I had the same experience." In her experience, she says that she saw a great black cloud coming towards Independence. Now, in the 1929 crash, there was not an immediate, shall we say, dire conditions that developed. That took some time, maybe a year or so. I don't know what the exact amount of time. I think that that has happened now does not necessarily mean that we are going right down to the bottom of these dire conditions that are on the way. And another thing that I'm only voicing now, some of the things that I don't profess to know all the answers for, but these scriptures, "Upon my house shall it begin," would suggest to me that whatever conditions are going to develop in the near future will be preceded by something drastic that's going to happen in the church. And I don't profess to know. If I did know, I might not even get on the subject. But that hasn't happened. There hasn't been something like that has preceded this crash. Now, how quick this could be that when we have some dire trouble in the church. And now I quote to you the 56th section and the first verse. "Those who have professed to know my name and have blasphemed against me and have not known me shall feel the weight of my hand in the day of visitation and of wrath upon the nations." So, whatever is going to happen, evidently it's going to start in the church. And associated with this, now when I think of the church and the Lord talking about his church, I'm thinking about also this nation. Whatever happens, it's evident that these two are going to be associated. Now, of course, that could develop rapidly. And as far as I know, I get testimonies and experiences and from all over the church. So I have a pile, I guess, that big, especially developed all the way from the position papers, the presidential papers, the Michigan papers. And so 1988 has been named. I know of none of these experiences are naming 1987. Now, I don't know how much more I need to get into this. Another one that is indicating 1987, John Grice, famous evangelist and patriarch, in the 30s gave a prophecy that the head of this nation would have to declare the nation in bankruptcy, and that it would happen in the presidency of an older man. We have him. A Wall Street Journal economist, the top one, in an article in the Kansas City Times. Not what? It was in May. May? declared that because of the national debt, the inability or the unwillingness of the men who are in our Congress to go through what is necessary to deal with it, he says that the head of the nation, that Reagan, will have to declare the nation in bankruptcy. And I've picked up about four or five more people who have had experiences to the same thing. So, let's take a little look now. The stage is being set. There is no question about it. And one of the major things we have to look forward to, and is certainly going to have to do with how and why there are going to be those who are rebellious in the church. And I don't think we need to be all together looking at other people. We need to look in the mirror, every one of us. Are you and I prepared for the day when the Lord shall come to his temple, when endowment comes, when there's the ring of fire, like Ammon White and others have had experience? There come a condition in the church when the temple is built. Who shall stand? Who shall abide in the presence of the Master? Wonderful things are ahead of us. Well worth every sacrifice we can make, every effort that we need to make in order to be ready for it. So, the stage is being set for all these scriptures, like the 45th section. When the wicked are going to stand afar off and say, "Let us not go up to battle against Zion, for the Lord fights their battles." Being set for the last sentence in the 64th section, "The nations of the earth shall tremble because of her, and they shall come out of every nation under heaven." What are they coming there for? They're coming to learn of our ways, to the ensign. And who is the ensign? When we have the temple, we're told in Malachi, the Lord is going to come to his temple. Wonderful things lie ahead of us. And it distresses me to see good men who have devoted years and their lives to the church, and because of the conditions that have developed, they have just jumped overboard. Now I realize some of them are being pushed overboard. So, there is so much that is pointing to Zion. Paul in the 11th chapter of Romans, "The deliverer shall come out of Zion." There never was, in my estimation, in the history of God's dealings with men, when there was more at stake than there is today. Who's going to bring us out of the valley of the shadow of nuclear death? It's on the front pages every day. It's on our TV every day. Who's going to do it? There simply is no hope. Jesus Christ is the only hope. All else is a hopeless end. With him, it is an endless hope. Probably as you have heard